down. I don't get no telephone call. Yes, man. I'm going downtown this morning. Ask the operator, what's wrong with my telephone? It don't never ring. It must be out of order. She said, no. Man, your telephone ain't dead. That's why I know, that's why I know. Something was going on wrong.
Stick your puppies on me. Please don't let your bulldog bite. Thank you.
me so? If you didn't want me, why don't you tell me so? If you didn't want me, why don't you tell me so?
What for?
I won't be hanging round your door no more. Gonna ride the seaboard, either ride the blind. Gonna ride the seaboard, either ride the blind. Gonna ride that train you call a CC line. I'm going up the country and the time ain't long. I'm going up the country and the time ain't long. I'm going up the country and the time ain't long.
What's it going for?
Going up the country to count the days I'm gone. The CC and old, the best train ought to ride. The CC and old, the best train of the ride.
What about it, boy?
Let the train to ride to pass it by your mind. That CC road gonna be the death of you. Whoop it, boy, whoop.
You are tuned to Revolution Rock on CJAM 99.1 FM. I'm Graham Silvio, joined by Dave Costantino in the studio.
Yes, hello.
Dave Costantino is here.
I'm here. I'm usually here.
Yeah, it is your show.
I guess. But thanks for joining me, Graham. And we're playing a bunch of, well, in that set, a lot of blues. We ended off with really obscure blues artist Pink Anderson.
Pink Anderson.
And we heard a track ending off that set, a really early recording, going all the way back to April of 1928.
Yeah. Did you know that actually Pink Anderson is half of the inspiration for the band named Pink Floyd?
I know that now.
And the other half was the other blues artist, Floyd Council.
Yeah, so...
Really interesting.
Sid Barrett, who used to be in the band when they started, he was the lead vocalist... And one of the songwriters, yeah, he combined those two names.
Yeah.
And that's how Pink Floyd got their name.
Interesting.
Because they're very psychedelic, so you wouldn't expect that.
Yeah, exactly.
But he loved the blues.
Mm.
And that was a really great track. It was called CCO Blues. And it was a train-oriented track.
From the... you said, what year was it? 20...
28.
28, wow.
And let's see here. Before that... We had another single, well, not a single, but another track from one of his albums. Where is it here? Right here. Nope. I'm getting all mixed up. Okay, it's right here. Carolina Blues Man, which was an album out in 61.
Right. Pink Anderson.
Yeah.
And then that next one is Pink Anderson and Simone.
No. That was the last track I forgot to mention. So the 28 track is Pink Anderson and Simi Dooley.
Simi Dooley.
Who taught him how to play guitar, and they used to tour together.
CCNO.
CCNO.
Okay.
Blues.
Interesting.
And then, yeah, we heard a track from Pink Anderson solo. We heard My Baby Left Me This Morning. Then prior to that, we heard a pair of tracks from John Lee Hooker, from some early singles he put out in the 50s. and recordings in the 50s and late 40s.
Just me and my telephone, and let's talk it over.
Yes. From 1951 and 1950, respectively. Really cool early stuff from that was recorded, I believe, in Detroit. But that's where he made his name, as we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's kind of a bluesier set. A little bit of Delta Blues-inspired stuff, too.
Right.
And we're actually going to jump into some more soul next.
Yeah, I brought some Detroit soul.
So what are we gonna hear?
The Falcons, which actually very well known among like Detroit music nerds and people who are just fans of Detroit music. But they produced a few charting singles and had some success in the 50s and 60s. Joe Stubbs, if you've ever heard of him, and Wilson Pickett, who is a really pretty big name, got their start in this band. And it kind of faded in and out over the years. A lot of, like, I don't know, disagreement in politics happens sometimes. But we're going to listen to their classic, I Found a Love. And we're also going to listen to some Mac Rice after that.
Who is related...
He is in the band, briefly, I believe. He performed with the Falcons, in the late 50s, early 60s.
There's a lot of crossovers in a lot of
57 to 63, actually.
There's a lot of crossovers in a lot of the early soul bands.
Absolutely.
Because they would just keep doing different things.
Right, they would just collaborate. There wasn't, you know, people, and then a lot of bands were just had like a constant rotation of different members. There was no.
And we're going to hear an obscure Supremes track in this set.
That was a really early one. I'll find the year on that, but that one's a fantastic track.
And then we're also going to dig into some really kind of hard to find music from Toronto from the soul scene there in the 60s and even some stuff from the 70s. We're going to hear some soul, blues, and a little bit of funk.
Yeah.
Some really obscure stuff. We're digging deep here in the set. We're starting off, though, with this classic Detroit regional track here that we love.
Yeah.
The Falcons.
I Found a Love on CJAM 99.1 FM.
Thank you. for you.
Oh,
hurt you so. Life seems to not worthwhile anymore. Gee, it seems a shame you passed me by. Oh, you'll never hear me cry. I'm a lonely Jew, my lonely girl. Walking slow, hurt inside, crying tears you're trying not to show. I've watched you go, I tried to show how much I need you so. I gladly share your despair, I try to make it easy.